Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. The state-owned Alaska Railroad is cutting 49 jobs as part of a major restructuring. The railroad says 18 positions already were unfilled and actual layoffs will be 31 employees. The restructuring occurs as the railroad deals with a 44% downturn in freight tonnage since 2008. That includes an 84% drop in refined petroleum business after a refinery at North Pole closed. The railroad closed its coal export facility in Seward when exports ended. Expenses, meanwhile, increased for health care benefits, labor, and resources needed to comply with positive train control, a system aimed at automatically stopping trains to prevent accidents. The railroad says the reorganization represents an 8% reduction in the year-round workforce, which is currently 609. The railroad has cut 300 year-round positions since 2008. A long-pursued Fairbanks Area Road project will start this summer. The state has shuffled federal highway funds to begin reconstruction of a heavily used stretch of University Avenue, a project Department of Transportation Northern Region spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says is a top priority.
Anybody who drives University Avenue in Fairbanks knows that there's heavy traffic. We have a way higher than average crash rates at the intersections. And so we really need to widen the street and improve safety for motorists, cyclists, pedestrians, everyone.
Bailey says the project had been delayed due to state funding issues. Originally funded through a voter-approved general obligation bond package in 2008, the $45 million University Avenue reconstruction was converted to a state-funded project in 2010, then was among several paused by Governor Walker last year. Bailey says the state has now shifted $19.6 million in federal highway money to the project.
It's not that additional money is necessarily added or that projects are bumped out. It's really that it's a constant balancing act of trying to balance the overall needs with the amount of money that we have.
Bailey says the reallocation means that 90% of the cost of the University Avenue project will be covered by federal money, and work will begin this spring on a busy and dangerous intersection at University, Geist, and Johansson.
Expand that intersection and add additional left turn lanes. There will be a 4.5-foot shoulder with some bike lanes.
The next phase of the project, scheduled for construction in summer of 2018, involves realigning utilities, a key step toward the project's most expensive item, the replacement of a bridge over the Chena River, set for 2019. The Fairbanks City Council advanced an ordinance last week that gradually would decrease the city's annual draw from its permanent fund, but not without trepidation from Councilman Jerry Cleworth. City code allows for 4% of the 5-year market value of the permanent fund, or average fund balance across 5 years, to be appropriated to the general fund. The 2017 budget shows a $4.67 million appropriation from the permanent fund to the general fund. The new ordinance would decrease that appropriation by 0.1% for 5 consecutive years beginning in 2018. In 2022, the city code would only allow for 3.5% appropriation each year to the general fund. Cleworth said this decrease in appropriations could be problematic for the city budget, considering state revenue sharing is down and the 2017 budget is tight. Cleworth said 4% has worked for the city in the past, and it should stick with that for now. Councilman David Pruse said the Permanent Fund Review Board, which suggested the council decrease the amount appropriated each year, has the smartest people in the room and the council should heed its advice. The council will vote on the ordinance during its February 27th meeting, which was pushed back 1 week because February 20th is President's Day. A window opens tonight for several launches at NASA's Poker Flat rocket range northeast of Fairbanks. Scientists are hoping for clear skies as they aim to launch several experiments looking at the electric field associated with the aurora through early March. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, one launch should produce a visible artificial cloud.
Starting tonight, researchers at the University of Alaska Fairbanks' Poker Flat rocket range will be waiting for the right conditions to launch a pair of rockets. The almost simultaneous flights are intended to shed light on the electrically charged particles in the ionosphere, says Sue Mitchell with UAF's Geophysical Institute.
One of those rockets will carry this vapor tracer cloud, which will be deployed to allow them to visually track the winds up within the aurora.
Mitchell says each of the pair of rockets will achieve a different height, one climbing to roughly 100 miles and the other to about 200 miles above the Earth. She says residents who follow the Geophysical Institute on Twitter will get an alert about 20 minutes before launch, and they can follow it live.
And these will also be recorded, and they'll be available on YouTube.
Mitchell says the GI has another project that will also feature rocket launches. That one is examining how the solar wind links up with the Earth's atmosphere. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.